Good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Messer Scrum Show. Hope you're all doing okay today. It is a Tuesday. I did not do a show on Monday. Crazy day. Anyway, daylight savings time hit me hard. I listened to an Alex Hormozi podcast, and he was talking about the art of saying no and focusing. And I want to add something to that on today, our 2-for-1 Tuesday, where we try to 10x what we do, and kind of talk about that a little bit, some trials and tribulations to being able to say no, and the art of focusing once you do. And I give you little pointers on there and some reality check on the ability to say no. And this 5 a.m. Messer Scrum Show, I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way, so you can bring more value to the customer, not spend so many hours bringing that value to the customer, and have a little fun along the way. So in Alex Hormozi's podcast, he talks about saying no. And I've talked about this in the past about that. And then he talks about focusing and how he can deliver good quality product. And I totally agree with it. I totally agree. But there's a little nuances to that. And I'm going to give you a couple of little thoughts on the art of saying no. Oh, and by the way, don't forget, we got Gary Cohen on March 20th for our meetup group. I almost forgot to mention that at 6 p.m. Go online to our meetup group, sign up. I think it's listed in Facebook now, LinkedIn. There's a link to Zoom. And then you got to request access through Zoom because I got to keep people from crashing the party, right? So anyway, so please do that. So they didn't talk about focus. I went way off focus on that one to announce that part because I forgot. So now focusing back to what we said, the art of saying no. It's important to be able to say no to things. And what we do in Scrum and Agile, and this is where I'm linking it all together here. The things we do in Scrum and Agile help us establish the ability to say no and to focus, right? You think about it, right? Everything's there. So in my opinion, the ability to say no is you got to know what is in front of you and what's going on, or when you can say yes. Either way, when can you say yes, when you say no? But if you don't know what you're planning, it's kind of hard to be able to say no. It's kind of hard to play yes because you don't know why you want to say no and you don't know why you want to say yes. So sprint planning helps us do that. Daily Scrum helps us be able to say no, right? It's a key tool in our bucket. And one of the things about that art of saying no is no, because if you're a single person business, it's very hard to say no. If you're a CEO or whatever he is, and he has people working for him, he could say no a lot to a lot of things because there's people in his company that are supposed to do some stuff. Now, the same thing as a team from a Scrum Master perspective or Agile Coach, you can say no because there's other people in the team who should be able to pick up on stuff and do stuff. Now, the art is getting them an ability to pick up that stuff so you can say no. Did you see that? It wasn't just a quick right to know no matter what. It's like, did you do the work to set it up so you can say no to things when you really shouldn't do it and you need to focus on things to do, right? And the importance of being able to say no and getting yourself in that position, it makes it easier. Because when you say no to somebody, you say, well, no, we can't do it now, but maybe we can do it next sprint. There's space in the next sprint to tackle such and such and such. And the same thing you with a personal standpoint. I can't do it today, but here's my calendar connection. Find a spot on my calendar. And you don't have to do that. But say, no, not today, but here's my calendar link. If you find a spot, take it. We'll meet. We'll talk about whatever it is. Or your organizational calendar at work. Here, I'm not available today. Take a look at my calendar. If you find a spot that works for you, let's talk about it. So now you're saying no right now, right? But it's the art of saying, but I am interested in talking with you and learning more about what you have to say. If you find a spot on my calendar, which you shouldn't, if you can't find a spot on a calendar, that's another issue we can talk about on the show. Then let's meet and talk about it. So you saw that art of saying no. It wasn't no, I don't want, but no, but let's talk about it more. Here's a spot where I'm available to give you my full active listening attention. See that? See the art of saying no? No, not right now, because we have these things that we got to get done in this sprint. I'll work with you to get it ready so that we can work it in the next sprint, right? Make sure it's prepared so we can, when their sprint's off, we can really get onto it. We're not waiting around for any information. Here's my definition already. I did put a comment on a comment about definition ready. Oh man, my brain just went nuts. But anyway, I was commenting on a post. It's good to have if they don't already have it. Well, here's our definite ready. Make sure what you got kind of meets this information. Find out what you have. And then we'll be really ready to kick it off in the next sprint, right? Those are the kind of things that you can do to be ready for being able to say no and what your no should consist of. Now, the focus point, the purpose of the no and the focus, the art of focusing, is by eliminating other things, you can focus on what is a high priority and get it done. The more stuff you layer in there, the harder it is to get something done. It spreads out over time. Now, it's tough when you're the only one. It's hard, tough to focus. But what you do is then you do the time boxes like we talked about the other day, the last time we on this 2-for-1 Tuesday, where we talked about using time boxes to work your time out. If you have to do a lot of things, just create a time box in your calendar. I'm going to spend 2 hours on this topic, nothing else. And just focus on that item that you have where you want to spend your 2 hours or 1 hour or whatever, but give yourself enough time to focus it, cut off all the outside world, focus on what you do so you can deliver what you need to do, but actually create that time box in there and focus. So that's the art of focusing, is by eliminating other things. But now, like I said, some cases you can't eliminate everything. Like take the whole day and focus on this one thing. There's going to be stuff that comes up. Pick a time box, maybe put another time box for checking emails, whatever. And you can focus on that. And you dedicated that. I think we even said in the time box, like how much time do you want to spend looking at emails? Is it just 15 minutes? Is it a half hour? But cap it. So you can focus on that, go through everything, respond to what you think's priority, delete stuff, get rid of stuff off your list, whatever, get back to people because that's important, and then you move on. So there's two arts, the art of saying no, which is I say no, but I'm interested in what you want to hear. Here's some time, get a time slot, or here, no, we can't do it, but here is our definition ready so that we can kick it off first thing next sprint. We have space. So you give them a no, but a yes, no right now, but yes, we can do it next sprint. Here, better prepare what you want from us to do for the next sprint. See how that works? That's the art of saying no. And the art of focusing is using time boxes, things like that in our toolbox to allow us to focus on what we need to do that's most important and get it done. And I need to practice it too because I get pulled all different directions, being my own business and my own entrepreneur. You got a lot of people wanting to do things. There's a lot of interests I have, but you need to focus and get the ones you got complete so you can move on and enjoy the fruits of what you did and then enjoy the fruits of the never-ending journey. So that was it today. I hope it helps out some people with the art of focus, art of saying no and the art of focusing. Please hope you have a great day. If you're interested, sign up for our mailing list. Then you can join our Slack channel. And if you have questions and stuff like that, you throw them up there. Myself or other Agile people in our Slack group will respond and support you and help you do things that maybe you have questions about that you don't want to share in your work environment. Okay? So have a great day. Wish you the best. And we will see you tomorrow. I have to do a kid's field trip tomorrow. I wasn't planning on that at all. That was part of my list, but I was able to figure out what my schedule was and whether or not I was able to say yes. So I said yes, reluctantly. Anyway, it'll be fun. Anyway, you have a great day. Enjoy your day and best of luck. Bye. See ya.